Wow, this place is incredible. There are books stacked nearly to the ceiling, and all of these winding pathways. When you said you were taking me to a bookstore, I didn't expect this. Baby, you know me so well. Just look at all these books. Storybooks, cookbooks, history, fiction, comics, mystery, romance. Look over here. There's even a little path to a nook with a chair back here. Come on, we have to take a look. I wonder what they keep back here. Let's see. A thirst for knowledge. The heat of summer. A dance of... Oh. Oh. My bad. This is the erotica section. No wonder it's so secluded and small back here. Oh. Did something catch your eye? Wow, that book looks old. What's it called? The Lord of Elaine? What? You want me to read a chapter to you? Okay, let me see. Oh, no. No. This is way too embarrassing, and it's terribly written, by the way. It's about some maid who gets seduced by the lord of a manor she works at. Cheesy. What do you mean that's why you picked it? Of course you did. Trying to tease me, huh? Well, no way in hell. Why would I ever read this out loud? A reward? Something I'd like? What kind of reward? Any dessert of my choosing before we go home? And something else that's a secret? Well, and you'll watch my favorite show with me for as long as I want this weekend? Wow. Well, don't you drive a hard bargain. How about 3 pages? Okay, I guess you have a deal. Lucky for you, I don't like to lose. All right, hand it over and show me the first page. Okay, and you never said I had to read it to your face, so I'm turning and reading to the bookshelf. I want vanilla ice cream and fudge brownies, by the way. Get ready. His figure loomed over me. He was a force, radiating with masculinity through his stance, his pride, and how he positioned his hands on my waist. What are you doing? Getting closer because you can't hear me? Well, that's fine, but do you need to hold me like that? No. Don't mind. Keep going. Okay. What can I do for you, my master? I shakily got out. Without hesitation, he began gently kissing my neck. Why are you? Oh, God. The heat. Your mouth. on my neck. What do you think you're doing? Someone's gonna find us back here. Yeah. It was nearly empty when we came in. And I guess that old lady was sleeping at the front desk. Ah, oh, that feels good. Keep going. Fine. But just don't get us caught, okay? Then ice cream. Like you promised. Good. Kissing my neck. I knew then how this would turn. I heard the rumors from the other servants about the Duke's insatiable habits, his pattern of taking housemaids one by one, and quietly I think that I had hoped he would come for me eventually, that I was next on the list. Yet still, as I looked out the window I'd been cleaning, I was shocked at his next request. Do you need to breathe next to my ear like that? Why not? Well, it's distracting. The Duke's His voice trembled through me. A man used to giving orders. A man used to being obeyed. He said huskily, turn around and, turn around and remove your undergarments. Afraid I was going to receive a lashing, I shakily made it so. Fuck. Baby. I can feel your hands under my skirt. Rubbing. This is what you really wanted, wasn't it? Don't make me hot reading this stupid thing. Don't pull them all the way down. Just move them out of the way. Fuck. Okay. I was no longer able to see him. But I felt his palms rest on the swell of my behind. He muttered with a soft, dangerous tone. My sweet retainer, have you been bedded by a man yet? I quietly answered, no, my lord. At least not by one such as you. And that's when I felt his hand slowly massaging that secret place between my thighs. Oh, fuck. Go a little easier. I can't read with you circling my clit like that. Holding my hips in place. Oh god, you're pressing me up against the shelf. Oh, how hard you are against my ass. Fuck. Of course, I'll keep reading. I'm not losing to you. I squirmed at the touch. My lord, I whispered into the night, but all he said in response was, enough talking made, no more, just feel, and so I did. His hands were firm, but not demanding, and he touched me as if trying to coax a gentle secret from between my legs. All too soon, I felt a cold absence as he drew away. No, don't. Why did you stop? You're playing the Duke. So if I want you to keep going, I have to read what comes next. You're cruel. Fine. I tried my best to hold my astonishment as I felt the warmth of his breath. We can't. No, not here. Baby, someone's gonna see. I'm wet. I don't. No. No, I don't really want you to stop. Okay. The warmth of his breath below instead. It was strange that I, a country woman, was now bent before one of the most modern and powerful men of this age. And as if he could hear my thoughts, he ravaged me powerfully, his mouth claiming my secret places, his own. I can't read with you like that. Only your mouth is too hot. It's so hot and I'm too sensitive. Oh, baby, please. Please keep your tongue right there on my clit. Please. Oh, it feels so good. Fuck off. Just don't stop. Please. Please let me come, please. I don't want to get caught. Just, oh, quickly. Ooh, yes. Yes, just like that. Oh, I'm trying to be quiet. It feels so good. Oh, I can't stop. I'm too close. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're the worst. Oh, you're lucky I love you. Oh, so I'm not gonna kill you this time. Do you think anyone hurt us? No. Oh, thank God. Oh, the book. Oh no, it must have ripped when I dropped it. Damn. The lady at the front desk is gonna be so pissed. I guess we'll just have to buy it then. Lucky you.